Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Robin Shelp and Molly Myers in Columbia. They spoke about what it's like to care for a loved one who has a disability in a, quote, supermom culture. Here's Robin.
You know, it's like our gas tank just keeps getting emptied and emptied and emptied with the kids, and it doesn't get filled very often. And so that's what I think, like, when I hang out with Molly, I'm like, okay, this is like my quick fill. When I hang out with you, it's like, okay, I can be me, and I can just talk about what a crummy day it was and how, as much as I love my kiddo, I can't do this anymore. I'm done with this mom gig right now, you know, and you get it, and I don't have to worry about it.
And I feel the same way. Like, it's so nice to just be able to relax and not say, I wouldn't change anything for the world. You know I wouldn't. I would not, you know, and I love my kids with my whole heart, and I love Will, but man, it's hard. It's hard.
So, tough things. Let's see. I will say one thing that you constantly ask me is, because my son is 11 and 13, 11 and 8. And your kids are much younger, and I make it look easy, but you didn't see the beginning part of our life. I probably haven't sat down and like laid it all out ever to you, because it was really hard. And if I go there, I try not to go there. You know, right. You can appreciate.
Oh, I can absolutely appreciate that. And so but when I go back, which like you, I try not, I have to just keep moving forward. But when I think about the days where I had three kids under the age of 2, none of whom walked, 2 of whom were maybe over 5 pounds by the time we left the hospital, and what life looked like. I can feel it in my whole body right now. Like, we'd have PT, we'd have OT, we were doing horseback riding. And I was a stay-at-home mom, and my husband was working on, at that time, a master's degree and working full-time to support our family. And so often people said, oh, you just need help. Like, you just need to get help. But what people don't understand is we were at a point where some of our therapies were out of pocket. We were getting denied some coverage. I was staying at home to handle all the day in, day out. Nobody was knocking down our door to help me with 2 preemies and a delayed older child that didn't walk or feed himself. It costs money to have people to help you.
It's hard to ask for help. Like, people would say, I'd love to help. And it's like, don't tell me you'd love to help. Just say, I'm going to bring a casserole over tonight. Don't ask me if you want me to, just do it. Because exactly. I'm going to say no. I'm going to try to look like supermom because we live in a supermom culture. I'm not. And, you know, and they don't see, they do see the supermom. I saw the supermom when you would walk through MU. I didn't see the heartache and the hard stuff that you went through.
That was Robin Shelp and Molly Myers speaking about the bond they share because of caring for loved ones who have a disability. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Isabel Lohman. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.